This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Out for your just desserts, it's not just the words. Some of y'all heads up in the cloud, I'ma bring y'all back to earth. It's black back to burn, y'all talking about out your mouth, I'm not concerned, cause y'all got to learn. It's y'all turned like Detroit Red when his head had an ultra perm. The long walk I learned, your bare heels soaked the worn your boots. The game camouflage like army suits, but I can see it more clear cause I came with the coupe in here. Ring the alarm, inform the troops, send them out into the world, go to war on the flu. Eye to eye with the enemy you sworn to shoot. Now I'm coming at your neck, sick of hearing something wrong with me, wrong with you. When the cheek just way too smart to question, the enemy the brothers of a dark complexion. The governments of the world is shark infested, they heavy on weaponry like Charlton Heston, man. Look, it gets low, man. Yeah. Low, no, I'm talking about. Get it, yeah.
I ain't rocking with you, so what you gonna do?
It's my favorite mutiny.
Come on.
Talking Heads with Naughty is sponsored by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
Talking Heads, the Monday, October 24th edition is on, and popping your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. And Mr. Producer, we got it. What's going on with this microphone, man? Need Viagra or something? What's happening? Today's we swinging on this seat. Who's be on this one? This would be Langy or McCartney or Dwight. It's Dwighty. It's Dwight who's beat up on this seat. My God, Dwight, we need a new mic. You done finished this one off. This one's singing, please release me, let me go. happy Monday to everybody. We got a great show lined up for you today. We'll be checking in Abaco with Abaco in short order, as we do each and every Monday, for the live report from Abaco, the Abaco update. And then, of course, we got a lot to talk about in the 5 o'clock hour in sports. Yankees eliminated. Dolphins won, Cowboys won, Lakers are in shambles. We got your local sports news as well. That's all coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. But before we get there, you know I got to get your minds right, so I'm going to hit you with your brain teaser momentarily. Let me know how you get your answers in. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Phone lines are open. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96, 422-4796. Stream us live and take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com. That's guardiantalkradio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on. All right. Here's your brain teaser. You're playing for Joker's Wild Party Passes and Dunkin' Donuts coupons. All right. Here we go. And this is what you're working with today. I don't know if I'm going to make it hard for you, if I'm going to make it easy. I know that some of you all be getting to Googling these days. And I got to warn you, if you Google long, you may Google wrong. That's what I'm trying to say. So be careful with your Googleations. All right. What are we working with right now? Okay. Okay. All right. This is a good one. I gave you that one already. Yeah. Y'all got that one wrong. Let me give you one I think. All right. This is a pretty decent one right here. All right? And I want to see how fast y'all get this. Ah. I tell you, I don't know which way to go with you other than I don't know. Mr. Producer, should we make it hard or should we make it easy for them? It's Monday. But we got lots to talk about, so I got to spark the brain. So let's give them an easy one and then we get into the conversation. All right, here's your question. How far... Wait a minute. Ah, this is a good one. All right, there is a word in the English language in which the first two letters signify a male, the first three letters signify a female, the first four signify a great man, and the whole word, a great woman. What is the word? All right? There's a word in the English language in which the first two letters signify a male. The first three letters signify a female. The first four signify a great man. And the whole word, a great woman. What is the word? That's your mind-bending brain teaser. You got between now and the top of the news in the 5 o'clock hour to get your answers in. All right? And we'll see who does what with this. And I'm watching. All right. Now, as you get to that, I'll get to this. Okay? Now, and I'm paying close attention to it. Okay? I want you all to know I'm paying very close attention. Let's go to the phone lines. We got a caller already. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hello, Donnie.
Hey, what's going on, Sparky?
Right here. Well, they put it on us last night, eh?
Oh, the Yankees gone, eh?
I'm talking football.
But my Cowboys won. I know what you're talking about.
I ain't talking about them Steelers.
But told it all about your lonesome there, brother.
Yeah, them sardines beat us up.
Yeah, the stingfish got you up.
They call them dolphin, right? They sardine.
I hear you.
They just give you gout.
So what you got for me, Sparky? Because I just about to jump into the headline.
I tried to call you the other day because something really, really upset me, you know, and at my age, these things, I really can't believe this happening. Not in my area. Since I moved down here in 2006, this little area called Pride Estate was such a pristine and beautiful and quiet little place. The other day, Dottie, a friend of mine, came round by me to sit on the porch and we'd do a little chatting and exchanging one or two of those little gold bottles and brown bottles and just chatted. But she brought the two of her grandchildren with her when she came. And when they passed the park, they came and the little children asked if they could go round on the park. So I said, that's all right. She said, I don't want them to go round there. I say, but out here, everything is all right. You know, ain't nothing much happening out here. So she said, okay, let them go. So they walked from my house right around a block to the park. And a little while later, she said, let me go check on the children. So she went to check on them. All of a sudden, I see her come back. And while she's coming back, she was just beating them with their tennis and thing. Come to find out, I asked the lady, what happened, Naughty? She says she went around there and one big boy was giving the little children, only 8 and 9, something to smoke. I said, what?
What?
I said, what? I said, get in the car. Let's go around there. Here's this big, fat, crouched, groupy 15-year-old little boy giving something to smoke to two little children, a boy and a girl, riding the little tricycles and stuff, and only 8 and 9.
So did you inform the police on that?
I told the grandmother, I said, take pictures of this boy. The next thing I know, here comes another taller boy come to the scene, like he coming to defend the little 15-year-old boy. I said, who you is? He 18. So now I cannot say without a shadow of a doubt that whether it was drugs, naughty. But it was something he was given from what the grandmother told me when she reached out there. He was giving them something to smoke. Now, whatever it is, he only 15. He should be smoking himself. Much less giving this to 9 and 10-year-old little boys and girls.
Right.
Now, I reported it on WhatsApp. Also, there's a policeman living in the area. I reported it to him. I tried to contact the commissioner of police and reported it to Mr. Fernando. And now, later in the night, here comes, apparently, I don't know if it's for sure, but apparently it must be the father of the 15-year-old, upset with me because I mentioned the word drugs in the WhatsApp.
Well, first and foremost...
Let me finish. I went back and I asked him who he was. I already got his number showing up on my phone. I said, whoever you are, if you're the parent of the child, you should be beating him after death. Not scolding me because I mentioned your child fooling with drugs. Now, I apologize. I wrote another note saying I apologize for using the word drugs. But in no way in hell am I going to apologize for a 15-year-old boy on a park, a public park, giving little 9 and 10-year-old children something to smoke. I am not apologizing for that. And I asked the commissioner of police, anybody in this area, the parents, to please keep your eye on your children around these little play park. You might be in the house cooking, and they're out there on the park. But they got some little wicked people around here giving little children things to put ingest into their bodies.
Well, guess what, Sparky? We're going to pick up this conversation Wednesday, though, because I got, Tennille Burrows and Rise Bahamas going to be on. So we'll be talking about this and more things. This kind of like plays right into their campaign about protecting kids and you know, advocacy for child protection. If you know kids are abusing it, getting abused in one way, shape, or form.
Parents out there, watch your children.
Thanks for the heads up, Spark. Yeah, I appreciate it, man. All right, let me slide into the headline. It's all brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. And our new arrivals in stock right now, both locations. Top of the Hill, Mackey Street, the flagship store, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza. Both locations available for you Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Check them out online, finethreads.com. Do your shopping online, then arrange for pickup at any one of those convenient Fine Thread locations. All right, let's jump into the headlines. Who paid for the political trip? Office of the Prime Minister says PLP paid for the trip. PLP Chairman Fred Mitchell says trip was foreign affairs goodwill trip. Well, I'm glad, you know, The Guardian picked this up and is running with it. And big up to the Nasuvian.com, man. You know, I told you guys before, they got some great op-ed pieces on there. That's where I saw this story break initially last week. And, you know, I'm glad The Guardian picked it up because, you know, we need to know who paid for the trip. And then there's other questions I need to know involving this, and that'll be coming up in the buzz, because I'm going to open up the phone lines and during the buzz, brought to you by John Shoes, and we're going to parlay to parlay on this, because there's multiple things we need to talk about. But as far as the headline goes, was blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views That Matter since 1844. That's the main one. But then also, price control changes will be enforced next week, government says. But hold on. Wasn't there an extension to meet with the Small Grocers Association? And I've heard some of the major players, some of the big boys want to get involved because they know it's inevitably going to have an effect on them. So how can you say toward last week there's going to be an extension and now the changes will be enforced next week? Nice word there, enforced. That goes along with dictatorial purposes, all right? Let me tell you, man, why should it be enforced if you're going to have negotiations? Wouldn't then in turn implemented be a better word to use? Because you've come to an amicable agreement via your extensions, and you may be listening to the Small Grocers Association who actually know what's going on, and the magnitude of products that you are trying to reach out, it could cause chaos and catastrophe within the market and lead to closures, less days work, layoffs. Come on. So careful how you say this, enforced. Because that means regardless of what y'all are saying this week, it can get enforced next week. Now watch out. So watch where this goes. And again, Mr. Michael Alkeed is stuck in the unenviable position of having to deliver this kind of news. So let's watch where that goes. Attorney General, government preparing contempt proceedings against those who expanded shantytowns. Now, the story on price control, be sure to check that out, story by Candia Dames. And, of course, who paid for the political trip story by Travis Cartwright Carroll. And, of course, the AG government prepared our contempt proceedings against those who expand shantytown story by Jasper Ward. Listen, there was an injunction for X amount of houses in that shantytown. Anything moving forward was supposed to be Not allowed. So I'm with the AG on this one. Yes, those who expanded the shanty towns, they need to go. They need to be removed. It needs to be done within every protocol of the human rights agreements and human rights protocols. But hey, if they got to go, and it's been determined legally, it needs to be done humanely, but they need to be removed. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
I'm a Yankee, despite what us, we have got humiliated.
My brother, the weeping shall last for a night, but there will be joy in the morning because the Steinbrenner checkbook is big and we need to go buy some pitching.
Yeah, but that's been a problem against the Astros. That's been our Achilles heel. Pitching has been a problem. And not only that, I didn't expect us to get whitewashed at home. I said, well, I get it, but...
Don't try to get out of this now. You need to call back at 5 o'clock when they're going to pile it on me for the Yankees losing. So you need to come talk some of this with me.
But what I call about, too, is that same situation with this that has happened in Abaco.
With the shanty town.
The Attorney General is saying the right thing, but I need to see action because this is bridged to... two separate administration.
Right.
And government is continuous. So I am concerned that for 4 years, you allow a judge to make an injunction and stop everything and prevent the government from carrying out its function. That is crazy. That's why you have the separation of powers. You have the executive, executive branch, and all that sort of stuff. It's the reason why that's in the Constitution. Right? And so I don't buy it that government say that they aren't tired. You have a responsibility that after she would have made that decision, you take the matter to the Court of Appeal, right? You appeal a decision. And from there, you take it to the Privy Council. But there's no way for 4 years that this entire situation was on hold. That was crazy. That's just nonsense.
I got you. I agree with you. We got to keep an eye on the AG now and see, you know, he's talking the talk. Let's make sure he walks the walk, you know?
Exactly. I with you on that.
All right, my brother. I appreciate your contributions, and make sure you hit me back at 5 o'clock. I ain't taking all that Yankee hate by myself. Hurry up and come bring some reinforcements. All right. I'll talk to you then. All right, as we get out of the headline, it's all brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. Let's get up into the buzz, all brought to you, of course, by John's Shoes. Don't forget, new arrivals in stock every Monday and Tuesday at John's. Ladies, be sure to check that out, all right? And in addition to all your new arrivals, your fast fashions, your workwear, and all the accessories to go along with, a wide selection for men, women, and kids, they now have small home appliances and cookware as well available for you at both John's locations, John's Plaza Carmichael and the flagship store over there on Rosetta today. So be sure to check them out, all right? And remember, John, serving you is a pleasure. Now, let's get up into it. One thing everybody buzzing on, who paid for the political trip? Now, who did pay for it? Because there's a big gray area here. And there's some other extenuating circumstances that I'm just, you know, sitting on the fence looking at play out. And all my colleagues today did an excellent job covering this. Dwight in the morning, Juan in the midday, Zhivago right before me. So I don't want it to be overkill because everybody's thoroughly covered this. But there's some things that, you know, jumps out that some people may not have looked at. First of all, you know, there was no initial press release. Had there been an initial press release, none of this would have transpired. And yes, the voters and the taxpayers have a right to know where their prime minister is, where their deputy prime minister is. We need to know. And when you don't, and you start hearing things from Bermuda, well, how did they get there? You start to wonder. And you see online reports breaking, and then the Daily's picking it up, you start to, okay, what's really going on here? And then, let's be clear. It was, to me, in my opinion, this was not a diplomatic mission. Or as the chairman of the PLP would say, Mr. Mitchell would say, a foreign affairs goodwill trip. A foreign affairs goodwill trip. You went to support a sister party by the name of the PLP at their convention. And, of course, you've made grounds now, according to the video that's been released of our prime minister speaking on it. They come into the PLP convention at some point. So that was a campaign mission to help out a sister party. That was not a foreign affairs goodwill trip that we need to foot the bill for. And if there's anybody who knows the gray areas and how to, you know, travel on the country's expense, it is Mr. Mitchell. Let's be real. His track record precedes him. You know, God forbid, you know, Mr. Davis wasn't traveling this go-round the way he's doing it. You know who would have been the poster child for traveling. Lone frequent flyer miles. The Minister of Affairs in Foreign. Because all these in foreign. Mr. Mitchell. So I don't want to hear that gray area. The story broke. The Director of Communications in the Office of the Prime Minister, Mr. Latrey Ramming, was questioned by Guardian's Travis Carrey-Carroll, who paid for the trip. Clearly and thoroughly, Mr. Ramming said, the PLP party paid for the trip. Now, shortly after that, and I don't know who's trying to undermine the Office of Information or Communications in the OPM, because plenty of people got issues with Clint, and I know Clint for a long time. There's been a lot of times where dailies and radio stations have had to do retractions, okay? Same thing with Clint. Got some misinformation, made the apology, keep it moving. But on the heels of that, now you see Mr. Ramming handled the situation very thoroughly, very succinctly, gets the information out there, and instantly we have press releases coming out from the chairman of the party. And how many hats is Mr. Mitchell wearing? Like, really? Shouldn't you just be wearing one right now? MP, Fox Hill, maybe two, Minister of Foreign Affairs? But that's it? So at the end of the day, what is it? According to Mr. Ramin, the PLP paid for the trip. According to Mitchell, it is the, and let me get it right now. Let me make the right quotation on it as it was released all over social media. The standard procedures for most, if not all, flights of the prime minister to be arranged through the office of the prime minister. When the settlement of the expenses are done, there is a reconciling between personal expenses and public expenses. That procedure was followed in this case, and there is nothing unusual about it. So, sound like the reconciling coming later, according to this. So technically, the PLP didn't pay for it. The taxpayers paid for it, and we're waiting to get reimbursed from the PM and the PLP indirectly whenever reconciliation day comes. So again, what's really going on? Who's footing the bill? And why is the continued undermining of the Office of Communications in the OPM? Look, you may not like individuals there, but they deliver the information correctly. They get it out on a regular basis, whether you like it or not. So if the OPM puts out a statement saying the PLP paid for the trip, why is not the chairman of the PLP party, who happens to be the Minister of Foreign Affairs, now saying it was a goodwill trip? Sound like somebody trying to pass the bill. You ever gone to dinner and you think somebody footing the bill, and when you look away around, the bill get passed to you, and you don't know how it gone from one end of the table who was supposed to be paying for the bill because they invite you to dinner. Now you get stuck footing the bill. How does this work? How sway? In the words of Kanye, how? It's 2022. And in case you didn't realize, the citizens want to know how their money's spent. We want to know where our PM is. We want to know where our DPM is. Both were out of the country simultaneously. There were several ministers on this this quote-unquote foreign affairs goodwill trip to Bermuda. God forbid something happened to them, and we didn't know where they was. We didn't know where they were. If you want to brag about it being a new day and we're running with the big boys, stop giving us third world politics and delivery. Okay? You can't talk about it all the time. Sometimes you gotta be about it. Let's go to the text lines. Naughty, it's a new day. the Israelites got what they voted for. Boy, if this keep up, we're going to be exiting out of here like Israelites out of Egypt for real. But where are we going, though? That's the problem. Naughty fans paid for the trip. Naughty fans paid for the trip. Naughty, the people mad because the PM gone Bermuda, they don't know when I become PM, I ain't telling them when I travel because, Naughty, y'all don't tell me when y'all travel. All right, save the humor right now in this one. Yeah, that was funny, but yeah. Naughty, another Negro murder this morning. Boy, I tell you, these people obsessed with dying and going to Hades. I swear, funeral seems to be the new social event. Well, I don't think the people are mad the PM went to Bermuda. You could go. We just want to know you go in and when you go in, when you're coming back, and who's paying for the trip. I think that's only fair. And for all you apologists, like, running around, like, social media and all the chat groups talking about, oh, previous administrations did it and this one didn't. No, this is a new day. Let's set the new precedent. Okay? I'm going to keep an eye on this, though. There's definitely something there. There's obviously truth to the rumors of the tribalism within the PLP. Seems to be a lot of undermining going on. We got a caller here? We got to take the call, take a quick break, and then get to Abaco. Because I know we got everybody from Abaco finally chimed in. I know they were running a little bit late, so I wanted to give them some extra time to get in. Everybody in from Abaco? So let's take this call, Mr. Producer, and then let's get to the break. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, I'm calling to answer the trivia question.
Boy, we got to been a long time ago on the text line.
Oh, not a problem.
But what was your answer going to be?
Sorry?
What was your answer going to be?
Heroin.
You would have been right, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Try me again tomorrow. Thanks for listening.
Not a problem.
All right. Let's get to the break, man. And on the flip side of the break, we're going to go to Abaco. All right, we'll check out the Global Woman, brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. As a matter of fact, we're going to jump right into Abaco. But big up to our KFC Nassau. Don't forget, the KFC Bites are back. Choose your sauce. Mango habanero, buffalo barbecue, honey mustard ranch, and KFC sauce. They're waiting on you right now at your KFC Nassau, favorite KFC Nassau location. And I cannot tell you a word of lie. I did about 36 Sunday between the 1 o'clock and the end of the 4 o'clock. And I'm still loving myself for it. So be sure to get your bites on at your favorite KFC Nassau location. Quick break, flip side of the break. You know what? Oh, you know, we'll be doing a Dunkin' Donuts coffee break, and we'll be going to Abaco, live from Abaco, as we do each and every Monday, coming up on the flip side of the break.
Pumped for pumpkin? Indulge your pumpkin passion with Dunkin's Pumpkin Spice Flavored Coffees. Enjoy a Dunkin' Pumpkin Spice Signature Latte made with rich espresso, pumpkin spice, and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar. Or try the new Nutty Pumpkin Coffee, combining Dunkin' Original Blend Coffee, hazelnut flavor, a delicious pumpkin spice swirl, and cream for a delicious nutty twist. Available hot or cold, Dunkin' offers the ultimate pumpkin coffee experience. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, they've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the best. Always, you're always covering me. J.S. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles. We cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances, so come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. That's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
It's time to say hello to finger-licking good KFC Bites. KFC Chicken Bites are freshly hand-breaded bites of premium white meat, seasoned with the Colonel's original recipe of 11 herbs and spices. These boneless KFC Bites are made by the fried chicken experts and include your choice of mango habanero, buffalo, barbecue, honey mustard, ranch, or special KFC sauce for that grown-up taste you'll enjoy. Dip, dip, hooray! KFC Bites, it's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. We're getting into the Abaco report. We're going to go over into the 5 o'clock a little bit and talk with Abaco, and we'll get into sports. And yes, I know other pearls are listening. Pearly, we'll do it right. I'll still give you time to run me and my Yankees through the mud. It's all good. But let's take this Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. Get down to Abaco. Remember, the pumpkin is back at Dunkin'. The flavors of the season are back. Be sure to check them out at your favorite Dunkin' location. Downtown Bay Street, Paradise Island, Palmdale, Brennan Road with the drive-thru, East Street South with the drive-thru, Carmichael, the newest location, and two out there at the airport, pre-clearance, post-clearance, so no reason for you not to be running on Dunkin'. All right, let's get to Abaco. Roscoe, Daphne, how are you? Happy Monday. Thanks for chiming in again. Where we at in Abaco?
Right here. How are you, bud?
I'm good. I see we got some movement. I see the AG is preparing our contempt proceedings against those who have expanded the shanty towns. We might be getting some light to the end of the tunnel, maybe, huh?
Yeah, but, you know, and you know, like I've said and I continue to say, I mean, it's all good, and I appreciate that. The problem's going to come is where are they going to go? Because, you know, a lot of them are Bahamian descent, so we're going to have another issue in that regards. And I see Minister Sears saying about a task force. How many more task force we need to...
Right. Is this more pontification and posturing, or do we actually think there is some meat to this bone that's been thrown out by the AG?
I believe Ryan Pinder is going to... The Attorney General... I do apologize, Ryan, if you're speaking, but the Attorney General, Ryan Pinder... I do think that he is going to get this addressed because, you know, when that injunction or that was put forth by Fred Smith and the QC with the mud and the peas and the farm, and then when after Dory and the FNM tried to stop it, there was an injunction put too. But, you know, it's just dragging on, you know, and I just hope Ryan addresses it. It'd be a big feather in his cap, but it's a twofold problem. You know, when you get rid of it, where are you going to put them? You know, or where are you going to open up land or relocate or whatever it may be?
So where are we at still with Abaconians who've been displaced from Dorian and the Sarahs and so on and so forth? And any light to the tunnel with that? Any relief in sight with that?
I'll let Daphne answer that. I just know from the local government side that we've been kind of left in the dark with what's continuing to happen. I was out by the dump the other day and I saw some of the domes there.
Okay, I go ahead.
But let Daphne ask. Real quick before we get
to Daphne. Hey, Daphne, coming to you right now for that Sarah's question. Uh-huh. But I just got one on the text line, and maybe both of you could speak to it. But Roscoe, I think this is more for you. Naughty, why are they worrying about where they will go if they're on permit? Their employers will have to find accommodations. That's a requirement, right? And the illegals will be sent back home. Let's stop making excuses.
No excuse. But understand me, Naughty, and I think Daphne will agree with me on this. We have a lot, if they do not have work permits, that they need to be deported. The ones that have work permits, it is up to the employer to find housing for them. Thirdly, you have a lot of Bahamians that of Haitian or Haitian descent
But as they said on the campaign trail, Bahamians of Haitian descent.
I think that's what I just say that because
yeah, I think that's
have,
what the PM used on the campaign trail.
When I say that, I want to be correct and say that because they are of Haitian descent, but they are Bahamians.
And I'm also saying it from this standpoint. If it was beneficial to attract them during election time, now it needs to be beneficial if you find them a place to stay so they're not totally displaced when this happens.
Well, that's exactly. And I made a suggestion. Find some acreage of land. Victor Patterson said this under the previous administration. Find an acreage of land, subdivide it up into 60 by 60 lots. What's the minimum wage? Whatever the minimum wage is yearly, you qualify if you make, $16,000. So it eliminates me. But you buy up. You divide and make a subdivision. Charge the people that have a right, Bahamians, listen to me now, Bahamians, as well as foreign nationals that have the right to be here, whatever, not work permit, but you have a right to be here, permanent status, whatever it may be, that they can buy X, Y, and Z, along with Bahamians making X amount of money a year, and that money that is raised from the sale of each lot pays for your infrastructure. So then government is making money off of BPL, water and sewage, and all the amenities. Something has to be done. Or Naughty, me and you and Daphne put up two 100-bedroom project. I mean, that's the only other solution.
Yeah, let me ask you something, Roscoe. Can these people who we're trying to accommodate, can they get a bank account?
Yes, most of the people that, and that's what I'm saying, people that qualify that can get a bank account that have the proper status. And when I say that, I mean, you know as well as I do, there are a lot of people on the farm that are Bahamians that actually hold Bahamian status.
Yeah, but I think there's even a larger majority of them who are born in the Bahamas who have no status.
Correct. And that needs
and
to be addressed.
If you don't have the right documentation, can you actually get a bank account? And I mean, it would be great if the government had land for them. They could just go right in and pay into the treasury and bypass the bank if they don't have a bank.
That's why I'm saying the government will have to address that because it's a big issue here. You know, we always talk about the illegals, and I do always stand ground, my firm on the ground with that. If you are here illegally, you do not have a right to be here. Okay, end of story.
Right.
If you were born here and you've applied for your and you're waiting on documentation. You have the right to be here because there's a lot of them that went to school. You know that. And that's my point. But the thing is, and I know people might get mad at me. That's why I don't want it to get misconstrued is when we knock these things down or we do whatever, we're displacing a bunch of people. The ones that don't have a right to be here, they should be on the next plane out.
Exactly.
But the ones that have a right to be here, where are they going to go? That's going to cause a big problem here. That's just me. I'm looking and I'm fair. You're here illegally, your butt goes. End of story. If you're working and you hold a work permit from Nassau, like the 9 people that were found the other week that had work permits for Nassau, those Bahamians that are holding those work permits for those 9 people should
need to
be
get
fine.
Prosecuted.
All right, I got a text coming in, and of course we got to get to the break, and then we'll get to the news, and we'll pick it back up with you guys on the flip side of the 5:00. But here's some stuff that you can think about replying to when we get back to you guys. Naughty, respectfully, your guest is encouraging illegal immigration by facilitating accommodations for illegals. You can break the law. You can't break the law and then expect others to do good by you. This is a terrible precedent. So I don't know if you want to pick that up now.
I think he misunderstood what Roscoe was saying.
Okay, well, we could definitely.
I don't think Roscoe said anything about anybody being here illegal and being accommodated.
All right, well, definitely.
So if you're illegal, if you're on the island and if you're in the country and you're illegal, you need to get deported. That's what he said.
And yeah, we could definitely revisit it on the flip side of the break once we get out of the news. Here's another one for you, Naughty. I don't think they're going to move the people because that would be lost votes during the next election. So we got a lot to talk about on the flip side of the break, as well as the surge situation, as well as the red tape still, Daphne. So we'll get all caught up on the flip side of the break. Right now, let's get the Cuban Willie's numerology report brought to you by the Island Game. And then we'll get into the news at the 5 o'clock hour. Right after that, we'll be back to pick up the conversation with Albaco, wrap things up, and then we'll get into the sports. Fully Loaded Monday edition continues right after this on Talking Heads. Don't touch it.
¡Wepa! Soy yo, Cuban Willie. Happy Monday, everybody. Mr. Producer, what's happening? That's what I'm talking about. Pero mira, mira, mira. Today, you know, it's a long day for me. And I want to make this quick because it is a very depressing day because my Yankees, they're losing. And they're losing in the sweeping style. You know, 4-0. They don't even get it wrong. They don't even get a game, you know? Why do you even show up? But that's because the problem is they let Cubanichi Rolandis Chapman go, and they didn't have him in the lineup on the roster, and that's why it got me all encabron anyway. I musa, as the Haman people say. So today, I'm going to give you my numerology report brought to you by the Island Game and the Island Game Sports Book.
Hey, what you got?
And then I'm going to go drown my sorrows.
I said, okay. What do you...
So the Yankees, they're losing 4-0 to the Houston Astros. So that's the first number is the 4. Okay. The second number is 8. Because I've already received 8 brooms wrapped up and given to me as presents and told what I could do with the brooms because the Yankees get sweep. Okay. But I just like to say that, you know, when it comes to the World Series, we had 27. That makes us number one franchise in the history of baseball. No matter what you're thinking, Dodgers or Red Sox or Cincinnati Reds or New York Mets, I don't care. You all out of all you titles and you still can't see the Yankees with the 27. So the number for today is the 4 for the 4 games we lose, the 8 for the 8 brooms that we get, and the 1 because no matter what, the Yankees still number one. 4-8-1, your numero for today. Play it, set it, and forget it with the Island Game. See you tomorrow, my friend.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
If you want value and flavor, check out the King Meal Deals at Burger King Nassau. Enjoy your choice of a Big King Jr. or a Chicken Big King Jr. with fries and a drink for only $5.75, including VAT. The Big King Jr. features Burger King's signature flame-grilled beef topped with some of your favorite fixins and king sauce on a sesame seed bun, or indulge in the Chicken Big King. Either way, you get value, flavor, fries, and a drink the BK way for only $5.75. Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Fidelity's free Women Plus seminar is back. Join us on Saturday, October 29th at the Bahama Convention Center, where leading professionals will give you the hard facts on topics like
how to be rich 101, how your mental and emotional health impact financial health, and what I wish women knew about men,
and how to get their money. This free life-changing event is for women and men. The seminar includes breakfast, 8 sessions, plus over $8,000 in prizes and surprises. Registration and breakfast begins at 8 a.m. with sessions from 9:30 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Space is limited, so register now for free at fbbwomenplus.com.
With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. Is your place.
Talking Heads, the Monday, October 24th edition continues right now. Let's take it back down to Abaco with Roscoe and Daphne to wrap things up in Abaco. But right before the break, we were going to talk about the serious situation down there and still the red tape. Daphne, where are we at now? We still have Abaco?
Looks like I'm here.
Is Daphne there? Daphne coming back?
Sorry, honey. I was muted.
Yeah. All right. So
where are we at? We're in the same old place. Nowhere. We're in limbo. Can't get any decisions. Can't get any responses. As far as I can gather, they're sticking to the decision that everything will terminate on December 1st.
So that's the repealment of the Public Procurement Act, which is in. They're going to repeal that come December 1st, correct? Everything's done come December 1st, right?
Correct. And then individuals can go and basically beg on their hands and knees for consideration. And
what am I getting out of this, Daphne? Am I reading this correctly? That after much to do about nothing, pontificating, posturing from the past administration to now, come December, is kicking the butt fin for yourself?
You got it.
So then why didn't they get out of the way months ago? Because Abaconians are some industrious people. You already done been up and running.
Well, I can't agree with you. The people who need help.
No, I'm not saying help those that need it. I'm just talking in general. The spirit of Abaco, man, you already done been up and running, man.
Well, we are up and running. But only the people who can afford to be up and running are up and running.
So not
the
all...
The people, no. Those who are the most disenfranchised... Those who didn't have insurance, can't afford to get back in their homes, still can't get back in their homes, okay? And now after Florida, things are going to even be worse.
And now, so they're left even more displaced, more disenfranchised after almost 3 years than where they were prior to the storm.
Exactly. And Abaco is still left under-laborized. We can't get our labor here because we can't find places for people to live. And what I don't appreciate is that this idea that, okay, foreigners are benefiting from this. They're coming in because they have disposable income and they're building. But guess what? Somebody needs to be building. I don't see any of them rich Bahamian contractors out of Nassau coming in here to build anything. I don't see the businesses who can afford to fix their buildings coming in here and building and repairing. No, you know what they're doing? They're waiting for us who are struggling to reestablish an economic industry that warrants their investment. Now, if they don't put their investment back where they made the money and help the industry by rebuilding, how are we supposed to get back to where we were? You follow me?
I'm following you, but I'm just like, this to me is still just being like spinning wheels in the mud. I mean, anyway, I got a couple of texts here, and maybe you could answer some questions here for some folks in New Providence. Naughty. All right, so if your guest isn't talking about making accommodations for illegals, then he's saying that we need to make accommodations for Bahamians that broke the law by squatting on land. If I squat on a parcel of land as a Bahamian, can I now ask the government to make accommodations for low-income housing? As I said, this is a dangerous precedent we are setting when we assume that these Bahamians didn't know what they were doing and didn't follow the law. Whichever one wants to pick that one up.
I'll leave that to you, Oscar.
Let me say this, Naughty. I am not saying anybody here illegally needs to go be deported, boom. What I'm suggesting is you got to come up with a solution, if it's a private or government or whatever it is. But you need to find something to where you're going to be able to accommodate the people that are displaced. Legally, if they have the right to be here, not work permits, but like Daphne said earlier, the ones in limbo. So in a way, it is a twofold. The government needs to do it. It needs to be addressed. It's been going on for too long.
Yeah, but Roscoe, this guy is attacking you, even wanting them to make accommodations for Bahamians, because you said that
I did, but what are you going to do? You know, you can't just open up a subdivision or a, you know, land for foreign nationals. That's why I say Bahamians and the people have a right to be here, spousal permit, whatever it may be, permanent residency, because some people don't have a passport. They just have permanent residency. But if they make below a certain...
You know what I want to ask that texter? I want to ask that texter. If he had a home and it got washed away to sea and he didn't have a penny to piss in, a pot to piss in, or a penny in his pocket, would he not want his government to help him out? Now, he could answer that for me.
All right, but I got a couple of other ones for you real quick. Hey, good day, Naughty. Our issues in Abaco stems way beyond illegal migrants in shanty towns. Our issues here is no one has been able to hold present and previous government officials accountable for the bad decisions they made. How many years since Dorian passed, and look at the Treasure Key Airport. Look at Treasure Key Primary School, or what used to be a school. Why are we still doing garbage collection in the back of pickup trucks? That's unacceptable. Look at the state of the government clinics. Look at the road conditions. What are we doing to encourage people to rebuild homes and apartments to accommodate the housing demands? But wait, there's more. Abaco issues need to be addressed, and I mean all of the Abaco issues. Most of these work permit holders and permanent residents live in shanty towns, but they do contribute to our economy. So I'm sure if there's enough housing, they will move and seek better living conditions that is up to par. Any comments on that?
Yeah, I'd like to add to the conditions of Abaco. Let me just give you all a heads up. If you get in a car accident, you need an X-ray, you can't get one. Okay? If you driving down the road, you're going to have to get new, what you call them things when your tires
break? Shocks.
Because the potholes in the road, Ministry of Works can't get asphalt to fill the road, the potholes in the road. We don't have snake eyes on the road. We're living in a jungle, okay? And they need to get real about fixing this Abaco.
And I agree with her being on local government. I mean, there's only so much we can do from the local government aspect. We've petitioned, I've spoke with the member of parliament on the roads. And that texture is right, but those are issues that we've been addressing for the past 3 years from after Dorian. As far as I know, Eastern Shore still doesn't have water, you know, there's places that are suffering. The person is absolutely right.
If my minister, Alfred Sears is listening, my buddy, if he would send 500, what is it he needs? 500 tons of asphalt? Is it 500 tons? Or what is it they need to fill these holes, Master?
No, it was, the minister, MP did say that they bought from one of the companies over here. But it's a matter of fact that if the company only produces so much and they don't get it in enough time, Ministry of Works has three staff members to patch the holes. They're understaffed. No excuse.
You need a work crew up there to get that done, man.
They don't have the asphalt. I spoke to them today.
They rely on a company that produces it, and when they don't produce it, they don't have it. So my thing would be do what Clay Sweeting did and the previous administration did. get the coal patch from Nassau, ship it up on the Legacy of the Duke, and let it be stored, you know, at the Ministry of Works compound, and patch your roads with coal patch for right now if you cannot get our roads fixed.
All right, I got a couple more.
We need some snake eyes on those roads.
We need, there's a lot we need.
Well, if you're doing roads, we need the proper lighting. We need the proper, like you say, snake eyes in the roads, so all of that.
Naughty Ministry of Works, the minister and the Ministry of Works have yet to get stop signs and names of the streets back on the roads after Dorian.
All right. Well,
council did it 15 years ago and paid for it. Not even government. They did it as a capital project. The person is absolutely right. We're here struggling, and they're not fixing Abaco, but they want to now start with Duty and Vatican on building. People are just finally starting able to rebuild and move back. I'm lost. This was a campaign promise.
Our government wants to go to help Haiti and to help Turks and Caicos and to help Bermuda and help all these people.
Check this out.
We need to help our own people.
Charity begins at home. That's what I always say. Now, I got a couple of more, and we got a caller here, and I got to get to the break. So we'll get into these, and we'll wrap it up. But, of course, I'll look to see you guys again next Monday. And next Monday, I got to talk to you, and I got some things coming across my desk, man. Some fishing operations we need to look out going on down there. We got some people taking advantage of our cruising permits and stuff. So we'll have to talk about that. I'll get in touch with you all during the week so you know exactly where I'm going to go with that. But we got to look at that. We got to look at the jib room, how that's coming on. But here's a couple of things that just came in. Naughty, I would answer the question that your guest posed. If my home was washed away, I would seek help from the government, yes. But I would not, and I repeat, I would not break the law and squat on land and then expect the government to remedy my illegal act of squatting. That's my answer. Additionally, as a Bahamian, I would have insurance on my home, and it would be, I've already been rebuilt in the case of ownership. If I was renting, the landlord would have insurance, and I wouldn't encounter any loss. But no excuse for breaking the law, Naughty, none.
And Naughty, I agree. Listen to me, and I want your texter to listen. I do not agree with them being able to squat on Crown land. I am against it. It should be arrested. Things should happen. I do not argue with that 100%.
All right, go ahead.
Nope, I agree with her. They're breaking the law. It is not right. The same thing happens here with local government. A Bahamian has to get a set of plans drawn, put in through town planning, and go through the proper channels. It is illegal what they're doing. That 100% agree with the person.
All right, let's get this caller in real quick. All right, no, we lost the caller, so don't worry about that. But I do want to thank you guys for chiming in this week. Obviously, we still got to pick up the Shantytown situation on Monday when we talk. Daphne, please bring me up the snuff even more as to where we're going, if there's any light at the end of the tunnel next week as far as anything moving, as far as the SARS or the red tape, or if they've come back and decided to add some concessions or not. And then, of course, you know, I'll reach out to you because I'm getting some other things going on down there that we need to look at. And, I mean, at the end of the day, we can't lose sight focusing on one issue in Abaco, and the roads are another one. You brought them up. It was brought up today. And I have a funny feeling it's going to continue to be brought up because I got people hitting me all the time talking about the roads.
Daphne brought up another good thing. There's buildings here, prominent business owners that live in Nassau and here, and that still have yet to touch your buildings.
Yeah. They are exactly the way Dorian left them.
You know?
And that goes into that old saying, no better, do better. Now, if you could remedy the situation, come on, let's get it done. Let's not wait until the last minute to get it done. Let's get it done.
I just want to state this. I don't agree with illegal immigration and people squatting on land. I don't agree with it.
No, I agree with you, Roscoe. I don't agree with it either. I definitely don't agree with breaking the law.
The courts put us in a bind.
And that has to play out.
Now we need a solution.
Right.
Listen, Naughty, can I just make a quick little appeal? I'm sorry, it has nothing to do with anything, but there's a desperate need in Grand Bahama for O negative blood.
All right. And I'll keep putting it out during the week on my show, and I'll get Juan and Dwight and the rest of them to do it as well, too. O negative blood and Abaco in desperate need, correct?
In Grand Bahama.
No problem. Desperate need in Grand Bahama of O negative blood. I got you.
Yes, thank you.
I'll talk to you all next Monday. I appreciate you all. And still continue to be strong, and we're going to get this done, no matter how long it takes us, all right?
Abaco strong. Don't worry.
There you go. We'll talk soon.
You got two good people that are going to, and Miss Reckley isn't here, but there's others out there that I'm pretty sure we could get on.
I know.
We got a good team
in Abaco. A lot of people reaching out to me, so I'll reach out to you guys, and we'll get some more voices on in the coming weeks as well, too, all right?
All right, buddy. I feel for you as a Yankee and a Laker in your sports hour. And
yeah.
You know I'm a Dolphin and you're a Cowboy. So that's
the saving factor right there. That's the saving grace.
At least my husband don't have to stay in front of that TV now. The Yankees done, he over.
All right, get him out there. Get his mind off that. Get him to doing something else. Stat. We want him to have no headaches. All right, y'all be safe. We'll talk again soon. Let's get to the break. Flip side of the break. Earl the Pearl's in the building. We talking sports right here on Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
When life gets busy, KFC has a tasty dinner solution that won't break the bank. Enjoy the KFC Great Pick, packed with four thighs and four legs, fried to golden perfection, plus your choice of a large mashed potato with gravy or four buttery biscuits. Real food for real people, and all for only $20. Happiness comes in buckets at KFC. Be happy. Save at KFC. KFC Nassau, it's finger-licking good.
George, Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carry small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip.
Hey, Lisa, Air Fidelity's free Women Plus seminar is back.
Oh, yes, it is. My ladies and I are ready to go.
Well, I heard it's open for men, too, so you know my crew and I will be there.
The highly anticipated free Fidelity Women Plus seminar will be held on Saturday, October 29th at the Bahama Convention Center as we explore solutions towards achieving financial freedom.
The Women Plus seminar is free and includes breakfast, 8 sessions, plus over $8,000 in prizes and surprises. Registration and breakfast begin at 8 a.m. with sessions from 9:30 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Space is limited, so register now for free at fbbwomanplus.com.
Pumped for pumpkin? Indulge your pumpkin passion with Dunkin's Pumpkin Spice Flavored Coffees. Enjoy a Dunkin' Pumpkin Spice Signature Latte made with rich espresso, pumpkin spice, and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar. Or try the new Nutty Pumpkin Coffee, combining Dunkin' Original Blend Coffee, hazelnut flavor, a delicious pumpkin spice swirl, and cream for a delicious nutty twist. Available hot or cold, Dunkin' offers the ultimate pumpkin coffee experience. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Continues right now. We're into the 5 o'clock hour. We're talking sports. And, of course, I want to thank Abaco for chiming in and bringing it real as they always do. And we'll talk to them again next Monday. Don't forget, the Freeport Report comes your way tomorrow. We'll be chatting with Sarah Kirkby, C. Allen Johnson, and I think Darren may be joining us as well, Darren Cooper. So, yeah, we'll have a good conversation. Now, we got Earl the Pearl in the building. We got Pearlie chimed in yet?
Hold on. Give me a second. Hold on.
Hold on. Wait. No, no, no. Wait. You get your moment. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Just pause.
No, I don't want a moment. I was just sweeping the coffee.
That's fine. Continue to do that once I get today in sports out of the way by Naughty Johnny's, and we get the home court by BK out of the way.
We wasn't talking about Naughty. I was just telling you, I was sweeping
I will allow you to go full broom Hilda in momentarily, okay? I'll even let you fly on the broom. Like the old Blue Dodger witch that you are. Anyway, today in sports, this reel brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Well, we're at the trip Monday through Friday. Great for lunch and dinner. Saturday and Sunday, great for breakfast, lunch and dinner. Breakfast starting at 9 a.m. Happy hour Wednesday and Friday. And big up to the crew at Naughty Johnny's. Man, had some family in town. Took them down there yesterday, and Naughty Johnny's was la pure de resistance, as always. Off the chain food. Everybody loved it. Big up to Naughty Johnny's. All right, here's what happened on Today in Sports, October 24th, 1857. The Sheffield Football Club of England was formed. 1943, the Green Bay Packers intercepted 9 passes in a 27-6 victory over the Detroit Lions. Wow, the Lions been stinking it up and sucking since 1943. At least they're consistent. 1948, the Chicago Cardinals scored 35 points in the third quarter on the way to a 49-27 victory over the Boston Yanks. That's oxymoronic, the Boston Yanks. 1965, Fran Tarkington of the Vikings threw for 407 yards and 3 touchdowns in a 42-41 victory over the 49ers. 1970, in Athens, Christo Papanakilio of Greece pole vaulted 18 feet, 1/4 inch. He was the first pole vaulter to ever clear the 18-foot mark. 1971, Texas Stadium officially opened in Irving, Texas, and there was a hole in the roof so God could watch his football team play every Sunday. And it's been that way ever since. 1976, Chuck Foreman of the Vikings rushed for 200 yards and 2 touchdowns in a 31-12 victory over the Eagles. 1992, the Toronto Blue Jays became the first non-U.S. team to win the World Series. 1996, the Atlanta Braves played in their last game at Fulton County Stadium. They lost to the New York Yankees, appropriately 1-0 in Game 5 of the World Series. The next season, the Braves began playing at Olympic Stadium. 1997, in Arlington, Virginia, former NBC sportscaster Marv Albert was spared a jail sentence after a courtroom apology to the woman he had bitten on the buttocks during a sexual encounter. Marv was a ferocious dude. 1998, Ricky Williams of the University of Texas became the leading scorer in NCAA Division I history. At the end of the game, he had totaled 428 career points. And finally, in 2003, the Chicago Blackhawks fired general manager Mike Smith. Quote of the day, "I know that I'm never as good or bad as any single performance. I've never believed my critics or my worshipers, and I've always been able to leave the game at the arena." Charles Barkley. That's a wrap on Today in Sports, all brought to you by Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza, Monday through Friday, all right? Great for lunch and dinner. Then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, great for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. All right, let's get up into it. Get up into the home court. All brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. And it's all about the King Meal Deal going on at Burger King Nassau. Get your chicken Big King Jr. and your Big King Jr. Either or, fries and a soft drink to go along with it. $5.75, VAT included. Waiting on you at your favorite Burger King Nassau location for takeout, drive-thru, and delivery with the Craven app. All right, let's look at the local sports scene. Pearlie, you almost finished that area of sweeping, or are you going to try to sweep another area before you get to me?
Cleanliness is next to godliness. It only took 4 strokes.
Okay, but see you getting up there now. Don't put that out there. You got a new girlfriend. You're talking about 4 strokes. You better watch it. Anyway.
No, I didn't know.
Anyhow.
4
strokes with the broom, eh? Okay.
4 sweeps of the broom.
You see how easy it is for me? But anyway. Anyway, we are the champs. The Bahamas wins 3-1 over Colombia in beach soccer. So we need to be applauded. We need to be congratulated. And an awesome job to our national beach soccer team. Super stuff right there. All right. The Blue Marlins lost a decisive game five. The Wildcats nabbed their fourth straight title. This out of softball. And the Rising Stars Cricket Club repeats in the BCA T20 League. So we got a lot of sports in off the weekend. And I'm looking to see if there was anything else that popped up. No, that's pretty much it. As far as the local state.
Sheldon is the helpers out there. You know, that Sheldon, you know, I know you don't like Zach, right? I know there's a hate there, right? But come on, man. Let me know what's happening in softball. You doesn't want to be beaten up in his school 13-2 and stuff like that, man. Come on.
Who you got beat up on 13-2? I'll make sure they run a story on that.
But the other school in Fox Hill.
What do you mean out of school in Fox Hill? You mean
The other school in Fox Hill.
Yeah.
The one that be down there to be a look up down on over closer to the white
people. Oh, you mean them non-factors? You mean them one on the borderline in between greatness and greatness? You mean St. Anse?
Yeah. I don't mean that other school in Fox Hill on the other side over who trying to like play the ain't too bougie and come into that work that it's crisp. I understand that. But I'm another one who ran there trying to get on the Eastern Road.
Yeah, yeah, we ain't gonna worry about them. Anyway, that's a wrap on the local
okay,
scene.
Yeah,
we got our three guys in the NBA doing their thing. God knows it's early on in the season, but I think Buddy and Indiana, it's gonna be a long season for them. They don't play no defense, Earl.
No, they don't.
They don't play a lick of defense. They don't.
No, they don't.
Kai Jones and the Hornets, they got some injuries going on, but I like the fact that he's gonna crack that rotation like he's getting there. You know what I mean? You cannot deny Kai.
Yeah.
And then finally, you know, DeAndre Ayton, he just need to just show up and get that you know 18-10 every night, and he should be good.
Yeah, that's right. Just come and do your part.
All right, now like I'm gonna do, I'm gonna adjust my $5-2 Dallas Cowboy hat. I mean my $5-2 Dallas Cowboy hat, and I'm gonna go ahead. Yeah. I'm gonna go ahead and let you know as we get into who's in and who's out.
Dallas.
Wait, let me just do it professionally. Let me get the intro for the sponsor.
I just want to
introduce the sponsor. Who's in and who's out? That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
All brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros and our good brother Chef Coma, Dolphin aficionado as well. Not Dolphin in name only, like Mystery Caller, who now in 4 weeks we have not heard from. In a month, we have not heard from him. We got to put out an APB bulletin on him. But nonetheless, you got to check out Tropical Gyros. Don't forget they got the great location on Mackey and Rosetta, but coming soon now, R&D Plaza, JFK. You definitely want to check them out there as well. It's going to be all good. All right? And if you haven't experience it. It's only $5.35 if you're on the way home right now. Mackey and Rosetta Air, stop on by and grab you one. All right? Or two. You will love yourself for it, and you'll thank me and Pearly for sending you there. All right, Pearly, who's in? And who's out?
Where do we start?
You know that.
No, let's do it. Let me do it. Come on now. Bear with me. You know the Doc is in. You know, we know the Dallas is in the win column. 5-2, like you said it would be, like you called it. You know, we know that. You know, and congratulations. I saw some things that I'm concerned about. Your defense is awesome. I know Doc was a little rusty, so I'm not going to judge anything yet. Detroit going to be good one day, not today. No,
they better be. They've been stinking up from 1943.
I think that fumble on the 1 yard line right after that.
That changed the momentum. Serious. Oh yeah. Yeah. That really changed the momentum. Yeah. I agree there.
I'm happy. I'm able to see that haters can see that just how the team rallies around Tua, how the influence or the love that the team has for Tua in Miami. Rusty, some things happen. I like how the defense. I like how the third and fourth string cornerbacks.
One second.
To the occasion.
You better get up on your soapbox today and do like he was born in Chavez Ravine in Los Angeles, and he got links to Tommy Lasorda. That gem that you drafted from Auburn a couple of years ago, Igbahini, finally, after 3 years, made a play. And boy, did he make a play. And Igbahini tippy-toed like a wide receiver, toe-tap, swag, in full effect. Big up to Igbahini, or whatever his name is. You still suck, but hey, you did a good job last night on that play.
I said the third and fourth thing, and my mind round on you. I said, no, the first thing you can bring his name up.
Right, listen to me. That was awesome. I saw the Anna was outside having a laugh. Man, listen here, stat boy come running out. Pops, what's going on? What you laughing at? I said, Igbahini with the game and intercept. And he started laughing too.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's go to the phone lines real quick. We gotta...
I was happy with that. That was it. Was yesterday was a good day for some amazing things happened to football yesterday.
And we got to
done.
No. We got to talk about that. And tomorrow I got a list of contenders and pretenders that we're gonna go over because a lot of these tried and true teams.
Before you take this call.
All right, caller, bear with me. Bear with me. It's coming. Go ahead, Pearly. Go ahead, you old Dodger son of a gun. Go ahead.
Welcome to the club. You know, it just took you four more games to reach where I'm at. Humiliating four more games. A humiliating four. Man, you might as well come home and we came home, you know.
You all got Jack Daniels in the loser lounge?
To get shut out, to have the lead and get run. No, man.
Listen to me.
But that's all right.
You all got Jack Daniels in the loser lounge? That's all I want to know.
Yes. I got Jack Daniels. I got some Cohiba. Some Monte Cristo for
oh,
Judge.
For God's sake, let me go ahead and get one couple bucket of KFC, and I can meet you there for the Monday night football game. I'd be in the losers' lounge in short order.
That's fine. Then stop by Dunkin' and make some coffee too now.
Solid.
I'm the big drinker.
Now,
but, you know,
let me do like you did.
No, but on a serious note, that was that.
Caller, we coming to you right now.
On a serious note, I thought that honestly that. I think if this was next year, and I'm saying why, I'm going to tell you why I'm saying things, I'm not being kind of saying anything like that. Then this is next year, you might see a different result. Basically, because I think the fact that the hype of the 63 kind of took a little thing away from the Yankees, and I was kind of deflating because when I thought that you climax, so you're done, like tired, I finished, like done. I think that was a part of it. And so your deficiencies rose, you know, your lack of starting pitching.
I think no closer, that
came tonight.
What I think needs to happen, and I'll just take a page out of your book when the Dodgers lost. I have no problem with the Yankees bats. I have no problem with the young position players that they have. If I don't see Hank Steinbrenner take a page out of his dad, the late, great George Steinbrenner's book, open the damn checkbook and find the number two pitchers in a lot of these rotations that could actually be number ones elsewhere. All right? Say you're behind like a Verlander or a Kershaw. You start going and you start raiding them. Find out who the free agents are. Find out who you need to trade for. Retool your pitching lineup. Top to bottom.
Yeah.
And you got
some good pitching for free agents.
And you go find that closer. You go find you another Mariano. Rolandis Chapman, that story is done in New York. Fine.
Yeah.
You move on. You retool with the pitching. And I don't care if I see the Yankees play small ball for the next 5 years and win. As long as they got some pitching, because bats, as you know, can go cold at any given time. But when you got pitching and you get in that pitching groove, you will always be in a game.
The one problem is you got one thing you got to do. You got to sign Judd. You got to get him under. And don't think that's going to be like a slam dunk. That's going to be a challenge because the Giants want him badly.
No,
and
I know.
Don't think that the Dodgers won't show their hands.
And y'all could try jack up the price as well, too.
No, I think, let me tell you what helped it. Let me tell you what's actually going to help y'all. The fact that he had a bad ALCS. The fact that he had a bad ALCS.
Might cheapen it. All right, let's get to the caller. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We appreciate your patience. Who's this?
Naughty, how you doing, sir?
What's going on, my brother?
Man, this is the banana man. I chiming in.
Banana. What's going on?
Listen, man. The Rod Pelinka and ML logo, the Lakers organization. Man, why you don't give them a call, Naughty, man? They look like they need some help.
Listen, I'll be honest with you. It took a lot of coaxing, intervention by Pearly and a lot of longtime Lakers. All right? He even got Pat Riley to call me. He got Magic to reach out to me. He went the extra mile, and he knows I'm a huge fan of Big Game James and Michael Cooper. They reached out as well. Byron Scott reached out. So, listen, all I can say is I'm a disgruntled Laker. Making the most noise because we suck right now. And Rob Pelinka did a horrible job this offseason. I watched my favorite player, Ja Morant, to ease the pain that my Lakers suck, and that's where I am. I'm not going to make a call. You know why, Banana Man? Because it's not going to make a whole heap of a difference. The Lakers have this albatross.
Listen.
The Lakers got this albatross around their neck.
Family need to stay with the game. They don't know basketball, man.
Banana, stop. Jeannie, to her credit, has won many a championships under her dad, the late Dr. Buss, and in her own right, okay? I can't knock Jeannie. But Jeannie is bought in to the whole hype with LeBron. And LeBron, when he came, I said was going to be an albatross around the Lakers' neck. In 4 years, we're going to be no better off when he leaves, or 5 years when he leaves, than when he got here. We got one championship. We got no draft picks. We stay dwindling on like tightrope walking the luxury tax. We're not going to be in a position to get better when he's gone. But
how could one player in Russell Westbrook mess up a franchise as decorated
stop,
as Larry Lakers?
Stop. You see, you can't blame Russell Westbrook. You have to blame LeBron, because Russell Westbrook wasn't even supposed to be in L.A. It was supposed to be Buddy Hield and Miles Turner. At the last minute, LeBron showed up and lobbied and said, we can make this Westbrook work, so put it where it belongs.
And LeBron James is just like a spoiled child sometimes. You like your own way.
A very petulant, spoiled child. But again, the Lakers, listen, they're consistent and they lose, and they've lost to the good, to the bad, and to the ugly. They've lost to the good in the form of the Warriors. They've lost to the bad in the form of the Clippers. And they've lost to the ugly in the form of the Trailblazers.
Shoot that brick out of the night, man.
Listen. I can't get into it. You want blame Westbrook for shooting the brick? What about LeBron for playing Matador defense? What about AD for being tissue paper again?
Man, it's just a mess.
What about Pelinka for drafting a team of non-shooters?
Yeah.
And then you got two guys that could really shoot it in Schwaber and Kelly, and you don't give them enough minutes to space the floor and open it up. So there's issues there. And I think Darvin Ham is going to be a scapegoat coach in all of this. But we got Pearly. He's another Laker. Let me get
Pearly,
a spin on
you got to share some blame, man. You got to share some blame, man, minority. Stop that, man. I got to stop you right there. Why are young running gun had the lead and was maintaining the lead, and you can go away in the final minute, you can go away from the personnel who was winning the game for you?
Again. You gotta watch it play out. That question is one that we all got today. Because, you know, from my experience in playing basketball, you go with the hot hand, you go with the hot rotation, you go with the rotation that's getting it done. And you might have to change that rotation
up
night in and night out.
But I know that hurting you inside the way Lakers going on. You ain't want to express it, but I know.
No, you want me to be honest with you? The Cowboys are 5-2. Nobody thought we'd be 5-2 at this point of the season, and that is what's carrying me. Yankees got swept. The Lakers suck. It is what it is. Been there before. We in rare territory, my Cowboys. Defense ain't been this good in a while. We get Doc back. We in a good position. That's what's carrying me, man. And watching Ja Morant. That's it. Did you see the 49 Ja dumped on them the other night? Did you see the 49?
But all I can say to you, Naughty, is I'm glad you have feeling the pain with us, because I know silently you crying.
I'm waiting for your boy Chet. I puked up all base up on Banana Man's taxi seat. Holmgren to come back to the Thunder. And when he come back, me and you can put for them together, because we got that Bahamian connection with Chet.
Well, that's why you got to put for him out. Like you said the other day, Naughty, he go on and drink almost a club of rum. And I get him home. I get him
and
to the back.
And by
God,
he was back. And he was
and
back
on game, he going to look like he... One game he looked like you for the season.
What impressed me, though, is you got him back home at 6 in the morning, and then he was in New York that night taking pictures, drafted like everything was cool. And this time I was looking at going, Chet, brace wide open. Anyway, Banana, we can talk soon, man.
Yeah.
All right. We got, don't forget today, we got the Overreaction Monday coming up, all brought to you, of course, by Rich Eisen. All right. And we'll get to that in a couple of minutes. We've got about 5 minutes left. Before we got to get to that break. But Pearly, a couple of things we got to look at tonight, man, in the NBA. A couple of games on tap in the NBA tonight. So we got to get our picks in, all brought to you, of course, by The Island Game. And log on to theislandgame.com, check out their sports book, play and win.
Check on the Lakers.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think the Lakers can pull the trigger on something. I think that you're going to see, they're going to get Westbrook out of L.A. There's a rumor going around that they're talking to Charlotte about Rozier, Gordon Hayward, and LaMelo Ball for Russell.
Hold on.
For Max Christie.
LaMelo's now been involved in that situation.
I saw something today.
Hold on, Pearlie. LaMelo is in that conversation now?
Yes.
Let me get at least my Laker t-shirt out of the closet. Let me go to the back of the closet and get my gray. Calm down. It's just a standard gray Laker t-shirt. Nothing fancy.
Right.
Melo,
yes, hold on.
LaMelo is in the conversation?
Roma, let's get Roma now. LaMelo, Rozier, and Gordon Hayward for Russell, Max Christie, and then 27 pick.
Send it the right now.
The rationale behind it is it helps a team like they think that Christie is not moving the clock or ticker up for the Lakers, so he'd probably be better than a team that's rebuilding with all the Kai and all those guys. They will sacrifice LaMelo, but they'll get Christie to be the point, and we'll get a guy who can run the point, who could be a floor director, who's experienced, who could fit into the LA scene. And we'll get Gordon and Rozier money for 1 year. That'll dump off the Lakers money. So we'll be getting rid of that while we'll be competitive. We won't be any better. We won't be much better. Be a little better. And then we'll have some money to spend next year to rebuild the team, do what we need to do in a bit. That's the one of the rumors that are going around right now. All right. So we'll see if it happens. I doubt it, but we'll see. But I'm ready to pull the trigger on that today, right now.
Yep. All right. Listen, man. I know Peter was trying to chime in today. We probably got to have that combo with Peter tomorrow because we're getting right there to the point. Okay. Did he chime in there, Mr. Producer? Did we get Peter to chime in or no? All right, well, Peter, listen, man, and I don't want to be short, man. I know you chimed in today. I know you're a little bit late because you had several things on your plate. So get your commentary in real quick because we got to get to the break inside of 2 minutes. To get to Overreaction Monday with Rich Eisen, but I know you'll chime in tomorrow a little bit earlier so we can chop it up in depth even more. What's going on, Peter? We got Peter or we don't have Peter? Peter Punkinita, what's going on? And now we lost Peter. All right, so what we're going to do now is Pearlie. We got to look at tonight's games.
Okay.
And you got me excited with Melo, bro. You got me excited with LaMelo Ball, that equation. Because I always thought he was the better of the Ball brothers. All right, out of the balls, he was the better one. All right, is that Peter chiming in now? Peter, make it quick, bro. I understand you were tied up today, but we're about to get to the break. So what you got for us real quick?
Well, we got the Bears on Monday Night Football. That's what we got, right? Bears and Patriots, a rematch of the Super Bowl from the 85 Bears. And we should lose in dramatic fashion. But it's about, I think for both teams at this point, it's about development for next season. And we got to kind of figure out what they need and what they don't need. And remember, the trade deadline is coming. So Robert Quinn's going to be out there. Dallas doesn't need him, but maybe some teams do. So it's a chance to showcase what he can do tonight.
Maybe Roquan Smith might be on that radar for Dallas, though.
Who's on the trade? Is that they can let him go? Plus, remember, they got a backup quarterback. Right now, need a possible starter like the Colts.
All right. So
Roquan's, I think Roquan's in Chicago, but you never know. He could be on the move.
Could be on the move.
I thought McCaffrey was going to stay in Carolina for his whole career. Here he is.
Now, Peter, we got something for you for tomorrow. We're talking contenders and pretenders in the NFL. All right. So I'll reach out to you tonight, but we're looking for your top five contenders and pretenders in the NFL. We'll talk about that in depth tomorrow. All right.
Okay, before I go, I fell off me $50 for LeBron James Lakers jersey. Should I buy it or should I not buy it?
But don't waste your money on that. Don't waste your money on that, man. Leave it another week, you'll get it for 20.
Okay, I'll hold up for the vintage Magic jersey then.
Now that you can spend your money on. All right, real quick, Pearlie, tonight you got the 76ers and the Pacers. Who you guys like, real quick? Well, not that motorbike, Peter. Turn Peter down, baby. We need to hear while I'm up here in the back. Pearlie, I'll tell you what I like tonight, man. I like the 76ers over the Pacers because the Pacers play no D. I like the Raptors to get it at home in Toronto against the Heat. They played tough the other night in Miami.
The
Heat at home today? All right, I take that back. I like the Heat. My bad. I like the Knicks over the Magic.
Yeah.
And, of course, tonight I also like the Celtics over the Bulls. But even more... Yeah. I like Ja Morant and the Grizzlies over the Nets.
Yep. And I like the Nuggets over the Trailblazers.
There you go.
And I like the Jazz over the Rockets.
Set it, bet it, and forget it at theislandgame.com. Click onto that sports book and play to win. And the Island Game always reminds you to play responsibly. For Pearly, for Peter, and for everybody who chimed in.
The Patriots over the Bears.
That's a no-brainer. So we're going to get to the break. We got Rich Eisen's overreaction Monday coming up on the flip side of the break for all you football fans. And we will see you tomorrow right here on Talking Heads. Be good, Bahamas. And if you can't be good at it.
Pumped for pumpkin? Indulge your pumpkin passion with Dunkin's Pumpkin Spice Flavored Coffees. Enjoy a Dunkin' Pumpkin Spice Signature Latte made with rich espresso, pumpkin spice, and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar. Or try the new Nutty Pumpkin Coffee, combining Dunkin' Original Blend Coffee, hazelnut flavor, a delicious pumpkin spice swirl, and cream for a delicious nutty twist. Available hot or cold, Dunkin' offers the ultimate pumpkin coffee experience. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Fine style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. But fine style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
It's time to say hello to finger-licking good KFC Bites. KFC Chicken Bites are freshly hand-breaded bites of premium white meat seasoned with the Colonel's original recipe of 11 herbs and spices. These boneless KFC Bites are made by the fried chicken experts and include your choice mango habanero, buffalo, barbecue, honey mustard, ranch, or special KFC sauce for that grown-up taste you'll enjoy. Hip hooray! KFC Bites, it's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh and smart talk, quality.
That was garbage.
Just like
stuff.
Reaction Mondays.
What do you have over there, Christopher?
Hey, guys. How's everybody feeling today?
Great.
Love you guys. Let's get after it. All right. Another way to say this one, but Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers are just no longer elite quarterbacks.
I will push back on that and say that's an overreaction, that they're not elite quarterbacks. They are still the kings of knowing what the hell's coming in their direction pre-snap in a way that few other quarterbacks know how to do.
Yeah, but they physically can't do it anymore.
I don't agree.
Run down the list.
You've seen the throws.
Who would you take these guys over right
I know
now?
We could do that whole who would you take over them type stuff right now. But you may make the throws, and you know Rodgers could still make the throws. And you know pre-snap, neck up, that they're still otherworldly when it comes to that, or just many other things that are happening right now in their worlds, and they are part of what's happening in their worlds, and they are definitely not making throws they're used to making, and they definitely don't have the same protection for Brady and weapons for Rodgers. So I will push back and call that an overreaction, sir. What else?
All right. I am with you on this one, Rich. You kind of mentioned it earlier. You teased it. I didn't want you to give my takeaway. But okay. Burrow needs to be in the MVP discussion.
When you say discussion, it's like what? Like,
he's in the mix.
He's in the mix and has to beat Josh Allen in order to surpass.
I think Allen's clear number one. And then I think the rest two, three, and four, those finalists, quote unquote, I think are in the air. And I think Joey Burrow, the way he's played, holy crap, he's balling out.
He is. And has been the difference maker for the team, certainly in New Orleans. You knew he was Superdome. And
well, when you show up wearing Chase's gamer.
I know. And then against Atlanta, when Atlanta had A.J. Terrell down, you know, they were susceptible on the back end. I mean, Burrow's ran one in two straight weeks as well. 400 yards plus yesterday. Yeah, of course. Yeah. You could put him in the MVP again. This is Josh Allen's world. We're all rent payers in it. And that will make Cincinnati's game and visit to Buffalo on final season week 17 potentially worth all of that. But they got to stay within a bit more hailing distance and hope the Bills get tripped along the way. Maybe in division once? I don't know who else is going to go get them. I mean, they visit Detroit. They visit Chicago. They have the Jets twice. Minus they play. They host Cleveland in Brissett's final start for the Browns. You know, it's where Burrow will have to have a better record and beat the Bills and be the one seed for him to snake that from him in the back two games of the season. Throw that out there for you.
Discussion.
But in the discussion? Abso-freaking-lutely, obviously Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
And also Jalen Hurts. Yeah. And you got to throw Saquon in that mix. Must throw Saquon Barkley in that mix. 1,000%. What else, Chris?
I disagree. That's okay.
Okay.
This is hot. You mentioned the Giants, Rich. They won again. Eagles obviously undefeated. But with Dak back, I love the Cowboys. Going to win the NFC East.
False. Best team in that division. They already have a game on Dallas. False. False. That is an overreaction.
Well. Dallas has a game on the Giants.
Take it. You want to take it? TJ, you're the big Cowboy honky.
Sure. Right yeah, off
you got it. 1,000%. Yes. Thank you.
Looked nice. A little more crisp. Defense.
Okay. Got it.
Eagles can't stay hot forever.
Understood.
And I trust you to actually pay up.
Got it.
Wow.
What else, Chris?
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah, Kenny Pickett already has a professional football win. You know, Trubisky kind of closed it like Rivera, but I got it. He still hasn't paid you. What else, Chris? From draft day.
All hail the 12s, okay? I said they were going to be in the running for the top overall pick
yes,
next year. I completely wrong. I missed it. I get it. All hail my Lord and Savior, Kenneth Walker III. He is going to be a bigger factor in this NFC West than CMC down the stretch.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. I don't think that's an overreaction at all. And I know that what he did yesterday was terrific and an eye-opener for a lot of people, but everybody who goes to school in the Big Ten and certainly Ann Arbor, Michigan knows. It was funny yesterday because I was, you know, in danger. I have Burrow in fantasy in my poker league, and I almost, you know, I had a sweat last night. I had a sweat Raheem Mostert last night because the kids I'm going against have Kenneth Walker.
Oh, yeah.
And I look at Coop, and I say to Coop, I'm like, I'm in danger because Walker had the game of his life today. And I've said, well, actually, the game of his life happened against Michigan last year. That is not an outside a liar. True. That kid's really good.
He's really good.
And I agree with you. He will have a say in whether the Seahawks win or lose in the same way McCaffrey might not even have as much of an effect on his team. Yeah, I like that one, Chris. I'll agree with that one. I'll say that's not an overreaction.
I don't know if you're going to like this one, though.
Okay.
Hey, look, the Jets are hot, but Zach Wilson is holding them back offensively.
Well, holding them back meaning what? Like they're
means they could be better if they could be better with Flacco.
Oh,
he can't throw the Zach Wilson can't throw the ball.
Can they be better now with Flacco? Maybe. They have to. This is what you do when you draft somebody, is you go through the growing pains.
I understand.
This is what the Niners tried to avoid last year with Trey Lance and hoped to avoid this year, and it already went through in that first week game in Chicago, you know, in the rain. Yeah, you're going to go through all these things, but they're good enough defensively and had enough of an offense from Breece Hall to win three in a row despite him not throwing a touchdown pass. It does concern me now that Hall is done for the season, that Zach Wilson is going to have to do more than he's capable of right now, and that's kind of dangerous because he's doing crazy stuff like throwing back across the middle instead of just throwing it away.
Like
I know, he does a lot of crazy-ass stuff. So I will say he's not holding them back because they're winning games, but we'll find out because he's going to have to do it without Hall against the two Bills, Belichick and Buffalo, next at home. They should at least try to split those. What else, Chris?
Carson Wentz has played his last down as the Commanders quarterback.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.